Well, I have a quick question. So how many of you have in your home keeping the calendar? You know, the Catholic calendar be distributed in November, December, 2015 Catholic calendar. How many of you keep it in your home? See, very good. So when you get back home, when you get home, can you look at that calendar for August, and on the right side corner, you will see a beautiful homily being given to Imhoff for the day. I don't need to preach today, because that homily that was given by one Benedict of Sinai, he gave this homily on the Feast of Transfiguration, is printed in a quote. So the image of the month of August is Jesus' transfiguration image. So, and then that beautiful message, it was delivered in 700 AD. So in that homily, this Benedict of Siena, Benedict of Sinai, sorry, Mount Sinai, he says that our Lord Jesus, he leads us to the mountain and also to heaven. Jesus leads us to mountain and to heaven. So Jesus leads us to the mountain and to the heaven. So let us set and follow him with the good speed. We cannot stand. You are all athletics, no? You are practicing to be athletics, no? So we need to walk with him in speed. So what a beautiful message for us, no? Our Jesus, you know, today Jesus, we hear a turning point in the gospel stories of about Jesus. Jesus was always going forward with miracles and teaching. And now he takes three special names, special people, followers. Do you remember those people who walked with Jesus to that mountain? The names of those three? Who were the disciples of Jesus who went with Jesus to the mountain? Any guess? Peter, and then two brothers also, James and John. So they were there with Jesus. Jesus went to pray, and for a moment they are told Jesus' face completely changed. Change in appearance, that's what transfiguration. Change in appearance, the face change, his clothing change, and then also the appearance of two other venerable figures from the Bible. Two other venerable figures from the Bible, other than these three disciples, two other figures were also showed up there. Do you remember those two venerable figures from the Old Testament? There was Moses and Elijah. Moses, who is Moses? You are learning a lot of things about commandments, no? Moses received the commandment first, no? He wrote the commandment. Who is Elijah? Elijah is a great prophet. So here, the great prophet Elijah and the great lawgiver Moses are standing on the side of Jesus. It's a transition. Hereafter we don't need Moses. Hereafter we don't need Elijah. We need only Jesus. And Jesus is in the mountain, transfigured. But Jesus will come down. Jesus will walk now from that mountain to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, what is going to happen to Jesus? What will happen to Jesus in Jerusalem? Anybody can guess what will happen? Before that, these three disciples will be also with Jesus in a place called a garden. He died on the cross. Before he died on the cross, Jesus will take the same three, these three people, to a garden.
He called the Garden of Gethsemane. So when Peter and John and James were at the mountain, they said, let us stay here. They didn't want to leave. But when they are in the garden, they would say, let us get out from here. You know? So that would be, so here, that would be the story. That it becomes our story also. So Peter, we are told in the gospel, Peter did not know what to say. But we know what to say when we gather in the presence of Jesus. Sunday after Sunday, when we come to the church, we join for a song, no? That is what we prayed today. What is that song saying? Glory to God. So next Sunday, when you come, can you sing now that song, singing with the music director? Can you do it? Because this is our song. We know what to say. When we come to the church, we learn what to say. This is our prayer. We praise you. We bless you. We adore you. We glorify you. This is what happens. This is our mountain experience. On Sunday after Sunday, we come to the mountain experience and we know what to say. So can you use your voice to say, listen to him, and then to make a prayer of your own praying? Singing? Can you remember? Glory. So today we are privileged to celebrate the Feast of Transfiguration. When we come to the church, it is not transfiguration happening. What is happening in the church, in the Eucharist? It's a big thing. Oh, that is a big... We have to give her a hand, you know? So that is what we call it, a transubstantiation. That's what the deacon angel was talking to us, transubstantiation. Transfiguration, transubstantiation, changing of the substance. It looks same bread, looks like a bread, it tastes like bread, but it becomes body and blood. And we bless the Lord, we adore the Lord, we pray for the Lord, and we want to stay here. Then the priest says, Father, let us go. Go. Go with your cross. Carry the cross. Go home. Share the good news with your cross. That's why we come to the church. That's why we celebrate the feast. So that the Lord can help us to share this good news. That our life is a journey to heaven. Jesus will lead us to heaven. Let us walk with a fast foot. Okay? That's what we do. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.